Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar.
The Denver Broncos defense has underwhelmed in its first couple of games. Some of the average stats, the yards are okay necessarily. All of that is fine. It's middle of the road. It's not special. But what this defense is supposed to do is go get the quarterback. It hasn't done that, and you've seen the problems that spring from that. Joining us now, you had a chance to hear him earlier today, is the fan Cecil Lammy. And Cecil, you have a couple ideas, and of course you'll be covering it at 1043thefan.com, but you know, if you listen at night to your show, to my show, well, you get a little sneak preview. What's on your mind?
I like it. What do we call ourselves? Team Late Night? Is that right?
Yeah, whatever. We'll come up with something. It's like okay, Anchor, it's like Anchorman. Like, we'll have to have some weird high fives or something.
Something like that. Now, here's the thing. I have an idea as to how to fix the pass rush. I have no idea how to fix Garrett Bowles. More on that in a little bit. But the pass rush, to me, and this is coming out tomorrow at 1043thefan.com, three ways the Broncos can fix their pass rush. First and foremost, they've got to stuff the run better, and that means Todd Davis returning. So when Todd Davis does return, perhaps as soon as this week, going up against Aaron Jones, the UTEP two-step kid that the Packers now have as their lead running back, and Jamal Williams, the big power kid from BYU, like that gives them a better shot, because if teams just can't run the ball against Denver, well, then they're going to try to pass a little bit more. That's advantage Broncos. Now, second thing, because people will say, well, wait a second, it's stuff the run, that doesn't have anything to do with the pass rush. Actually, it does, especially now because the last two teams have ran the ball more than they've passed against the Denver Broncos. Then you need to get interior pressure. Quarterbacks last year were getting rid of the ball faster than this year. It's 2.5 seconds on average last year. It's 2.77 seconds this year, time before pass. That's the average in the NFL. Well, what crushes that? Middle pressure, interior pressure. A quarterback can't get rid of the ball in 2.5 seconds if someone's in his face. So this is on Shelby Harris to get some more pressure. This is on Derek Wolfe to get some more pressure. This is on Adam Gotsis to actually do something. And it's on those guys up front to help out their teammates, Bradley Chubb and Von Miller, who we all should still believe in. And then the third thing, finally, well, this team, you tried blitzing a little bit more, right? You look at blitzing Mitchell Trubisky 50% of the time. They got pressure 25% of the time. And then, of course, no sacks, and whether they count two quarterback hits against Trubisky off the top of my head. So finally for this team, it's actually on the flip side of the ball where you need to help the pass rush. You need to get a lead. You need to play with the lead. You need to have some more deep passes. You need to have a more explosive offense. I've called for more Philip Lindsay as a receiver and more Royce Freeman as a runner. You've got to have an explosive offense, because if you are, and I'm not even saying a big lead, you don't need that again, but these 3-0 leads are the only one they've had, is that's not enough. Like, you need 7-10-point lead. All of a sudden, another team has to pass. They're going to abandon the run game. They want to abandon the run game anyway in this pass-happy league. So if you do those things, if you get Todd Davis back, shore up the run defense, if you get some middle pressure from your defensive line, and if your offense can actually get you a lead, guess what? You're going to get sacked probably in the way we have always expected them to get sacked.
We are talking with 1043 The Fan, Cecil Lammy, at Cecil Lammy on Twitter. And I'm glad you brought that up about the internal pressure. The pregame, you do a pregame show, I do a pregame show on Sundays. I actually said for the Broncos, my player that it needed to step up on Sunday was Shelby Harris, because that inside pressure, not only does it affect quarterbacks more than anything, quarterbacks by and large, especially the good ones, can sense the outside pressure. They have the clock in their head.
Right.
Interior
right.
pressure is the problem. But for the Broncos, it's twofold. Interior pressure throws off quarterbacks, but it also means they have to roll out to one side or the other. Well, on one side is Von Miller. On the other side is Bradley Chubb. So the best way to help them out is to find some way to get some sort of push up the middle, and they just haven't been able to generate that.
Right. It's not like those two forgot how to play football. It's also not like this is a bad scheme. And it also, because people are overstepping their bounds, right? And I understand it. Like, this is weird. We didn't expect this. But I hear people saying, like, this system's bad for Vaughn. No, it's not. This system's bad for – no. This system is really good for getting after the passer. Tradition, history, everything. Go back to the Dome Patrol with the Saints. Pat Swilling and Ricky Jackson as their pass rushers. They were pretty good. In fact, Pat Swilling led the league in sacks. I think it was 91 with 17 sacks. That could be Vaughn. That could be Bradley. Hell, it could be both. So, you know, I think people are kind of overstepping, grasping at straws, if you will, trying to figure this out. Well, they can figure it out, and they should eventually. I still believe that they will. I want to see this defense at full strength. We can talk about Bryce Callahan if you want, but I want to see Todd Davis out there. I want to see this front seven stronger. I think that's going to help this team, in addition to those other things that I mentioned.
What is the thing that you're seeing with opponents running on the Broncos? Obviously, Davis's absence hurts a lot, but the Broncos are getting kind of knocked off the line, and that isn't what anybody expected.
Right. Right, and what you're facing, and it was something last week I wrote about at 1043thefan.com, like, is Matt Nagy going to figure out he's got to use David Montgomery? Well, he did, and it's not like these guys are getting 6 yards a carry. In fact, they're not even getting four. Josh Jacobs didn't get 4 yards per carry. He's a first-round pick, and he's a really good running back, by the way. But what you're seeing is an intent. It's almost playing keep away, and I think it's because your offense doesn't get it done. Like, they will abandon the ground game, especially Matt Nagy. He came out against the Packers week one and had Mitchell Trubisky, the guy they took over Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, throw it 45 times in a 10-3 game. It's ridiculous how much this league wants to throw the ball. So you don't need a lot from these guys to kind of abandon, give up on the ground game, especially if it's not more than 4 yards per carry, but they're staying steady with it because they don't need to put their foot on the gas because the Broncos themselves aren't forcing them to do so by scoring points.
And that's where we go next. Talking about the fans, Cecil Lammy, obviously we know about the struggles that Garrett Bowles is having. The struggles that Garrett Bowles is having becomes the struggles the offense is having. How is this team going to score early points knowing that they probably do not have any existing solution for left tackle on their roster?
That's the tough one. I mean, for me, this is why I want more Phillip Lindsay in space as a receiver, because he's one of those players that can score any time he touches the ball.
You have to bypass and, you know, it, right? That's really where we're at.
Yeah, and they're putting him in on third and one, you know, and running him up the gut. Like, Rich Scangarello's, he's getting it. I like what he did in week two better than what he did in week one, but use Phillip Lindsay the right way. Try to take a Texas route or a wheel route or a screen pass, you know, to the house, one of those type of plays, because you're quite frankly just not going to get the time so long as Garrett Bowles is still your left tackle, and that's the problem because Juwan James is hurt. I always thought it would be when Ron Leary got hurt. That would kind of screw him for replacing Garrett Bowles because you want Eli Wilkinson to either play right or left tackle. It doesn't matter, either one for me. And then you have Garrett Bowles, you know, acting like he's the victim, all these sorts of things. And I'll go back to that draft. It should have been Ryan Ramczyk. We all know that.
Right.
But I go back to them listening to Mike McCoy. There were others, by the way, aren't there anymore. But there were others in that room. Mike McCoy specifically, though, stood on the table, scouting term, where you just go to bat. This is the guy. And they listened to him. And for me, I want coaches to coach. I want scouts to scout. I want to listen to those road scouts. I know the Broncos have good scouts. I know they have good road scouts. Because, you know, scouts only see each other a few times a year, so kind of a little party. Broncos aren't doing that. I know they have good scouts. I know they have good eyes on the field. Stop listening to Bill Kolar when he wants Adam Gotsis, when Yannick Ngakoue had more sacks than Chris Jones over the same amount of time. You would have had to trade up for Chris Jones instead of gotten Adam Gotsis, but still, like, you're listening to these coaches, and I love Bill Kolar. Everybody loves Bill Kolar. But let him coach. Let the scout scout. And by the way, you have Garrett Bowles here, who now, let me just say this. There's rumblings that a pretty key free agent, might have played center at Boise State, left this team in large part, one, because they were lowballing him, but two, he wanted to get away from Garrett Bowles. And when I heard that, I shook my head. I was like, really? Like, Peyton Manning attracted you free agents. If Garrett Bowles is losing you free agents, you've got real problems. It's time to stop making excuses.
Oof, yeah, that's they're in a bad spot with this. We'll see how it shakes out. Cecil Lammy, you can hear him, by the way, Tuesday, Wednesday, Fridays from 7 to 9, right before this show, right in between this show and The Drive. And you can always catch out everything he's doing on 1043thefan.com and on Twitter at Cecil Lammy. And I'm just going to throw in my 2 cents for your article. You can make of it what you will. I think I have a fourth. You have
to,
yeah, see if you can somehow have the Packers run into some child that has chicken pox. Like in the locker room or something. I mean, that's
right.
Yeah, we're sort of at this point. Because those are itchy. And really, it throws guys off their game.
Hey, if Mono's going around with the Jets, can we get a little of that at Lambeau?
Hey, miracles never cease. Thank you, Cecil. Appreciate it. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Be good, Sean.
Take care.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.